Sir Kevin's hand went to his sword hilt, but his brother placed two fingers on his wrist and held him fast. Lord Tywin seemed unperturbed.
"Tyrion, have you forgotten your courtesies? Kindly acquaint us with our honoured guests."
Tyrion licked his fingers.
"With pleasure," he said. "The fair maid is Chella, daughter of Cheek of the Black Years."
"I'm no maid,"
Chella protested.
"My sons have taken 50 years among them."
"May they take 50 more.
Tyrion waddled away from her.
"This is Conn, son of Carat. Shagar, son of Dolph, is the one who looks like Casterly Rock with hair. They are stone crows. Here is Ulf, son of Umar of the Moon Brothers. Here is Timet, son of Timet, Red Hand of the Burn Men. And this is Brun, a sellsword of no particular allegiance. He has already changed sides twice in the short time I've known him. Yeah, you and he ought to get on famously, father."
To Brun and the clansmen he said,
"May I present my lord father, Tywin, son of Tytos, of House Lannister, lord of Casterly Rock, warden of the West, shield of Lannisport, and once and future and of the king."